Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine, and I'm speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 24th of June, and ending on Sunday, the 30th of June. And you know, it's one of those months with only 30 days. So when we get to Monday, we'll be in July. And ever closer to the Mars Uranus conjunction, that's going to be exact on the 15th, but we're really building up a lot of energy. Yes, we are. But this week that I'm speaking about now, the big news is that Saturn, ruler of Capricorn and old ruler of Aquarius, is slowed down now. It has been for a while, just staying right there on the 19th degree of Pisces, and it is going to retrograde on Saturday the 29th at 3:07 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So Saturn in its retrograde is going to go back to 12 degrees before it stations direct in November, on the 15th November. So that's only about 7 degrees, right? So it doesn't go very far back, but where it goes back to is the degree it was on in March. So when we retrograde, we're going to be looking at the period between March 2nd and June 29th as the time that we're going back over some of the issues that we have encountered with Saturn in Pisces. And, you know, as I've been saying quite a lot, I mean, there is the potential for Saturn to stabilize Pisces energy, but I really see the world in a certain way, and so perhaps in your own chart it might be stabilizing at certain times. But when we see so many things that we thought we could count on, I don't even want to name them because if I start, you know, I won't be able to stop. Things that you took for granted would always be like this, or, you know, it must have always been like this. You know, that is a thing of the past. And it's very disconcerting for humans when those changes happen, and not just in one place, but in a lot of places. The structures is what Saturn rules. The methods that we know work to get to a goal. And then, you know, we can see that those are all in the fluctuating waters of the ocean sign, the dissolving sign of Pisces. Perhaps if you were in spiritual pursuit, then you would find yourself growing and strengthening in your spiritual awareness. Maybe we are doing that as a consequence of not having those things to lean on that we always thought we could. I mean, I'll tell you, it's amazing how fast these changes take place. And when you know, you start Substack and, you know, people are doing it for a while and they seem to know exactly how to do it. And then just as you enter the stage, they have different places for people to stand and, you know, different ways to do this or that. Everybody seems to think everybody does everything on cell phones now. So if you want to get the app or if you want to, you know, it's just And the areas of life where this occurs, of course, is, you know, everywhere, perhaps a lot. You know, you even get a update on your cell phone, you know, and then you go, what? Where? What? You know, so it's just, I think it's a tough thing. For me, I know it's a tough thing because I have a Virgo ascendant. We like to know where things are and what works and, you know, how we, you know, and of course that's the opposite sign to Pisces, right? So Saturn, yes, retrograding. And, you know, we will have one Jupiter square to Saturn that'll come up in August, 20th of August, Jupiter in Gemini. It's an interesting thing because when one goes direct, as I said, November 15th for Saturn, and the other goes retrograde, and then goes direct, it's going to be not possible for Jupiter to exactly catch up to the square to Saturn. So think about the 20th of August, just kind of put that on a little circle. Oh, I don't know if you can put circles on cell phone calendars because I use books so much I don't really know what other people are doing. That day will kind of try to repeat itself as we are in 2025, but it will not really quite make it. It'll be like sort of an echo or something. Won't really be as direct of a hit. But it will in 2025 when Jupiter enters Cancer. That's where they'll get their next square. Because Saturn will have shifted into Aries and Jupiter will be in Cancer. And that's when it happens. And Saturn is very only 1 degree of Aries in July of 2025. And Jupiter will make the direct connect about the 15th of June of 2025 in there. So that's when some of this Jupiter square will come back in essence, but not in the same sign. Nope. No. And, really Saturn is not in aspect that would be difficult for the other outer planets except Neptune, and there will be the infamous Saturn-Neptune conjunction, but let's not talk about that now because it upsets me. Not really. So here's what you want to know. You're a Capricorn or you have Capricorn rising. You are even Aquarius or Aquarius rising, you may feel that slowdown of Saturn because it is a chart ruler for Aquarius, only one of them. But, the second ruler, Uranus, will go retrograde too at some point. But for Capricorn, for sure, you will definitely feel this in a way that is kind of making you a little bit more tired, a little bit more pessimistic, because this is one of the things that we're looking at with Saturn in Pisces. It's skeptical, it's questioning, it's a fearful, skeptical, kind of an energy, and we have a lot of that out there now also. So again, a retrograde at 19 degrees, back to 12 degrees, and where it will move forward. And it returns to the 18 degrees, which is, basically it gets back to 18 as it retrogrades, in February of 2025. So this period of time, it's, Saturn, so it's going to be a long period of time where we're going back and looking at things in the house that has Capricorn on the cusp, to an extent Aquarius on the cusp in your birth chart may seem to go backwards also, or it takes longer for things to happen that you would like to have happen, but it's maybe something you're going back to and working on also, because Saturn is work, so it could be work in whatever those two houses are for you. So if you don't know, then you probably haven't had your chart done. And if you haven't and you'd like to, here I am. So this is basically one of the things that's interesting is that Saturn will be retrograde for our election in the United States. Let's see. Just now that I've said that, now I'm curious about the other planets and who else will be retrograding. A lot of them will be. Let's see. I need a book. I have to flip to a page. And, well, yes. Oh, well, Mercury will retrograde after the election. Jupiter is retrograde, and Saturn is retrograde, and Uranus is retrograde, and Neptune are retrograde for the election. So that we can look at as not that unusual, but it would be interesting if you were a mundane astrologer and you're looking at the charts of people who are involved in an election and, you know, what houses, if any of them, are ruled by, you know, this planet, Saturn. Again, that would be, you know, someone who's a Capricorn or Aquarius or has those rising signs. And with Jupiter, it could be a Sagittarius or a Sagittarius rising or Pisces rising. And then there's also, we said Uranus, so that's Aquarius rising, and Neptune is Pisces rising. So we've got a kind of a double emphasis on the Neptune energies and the Uranian energies in that sense, and the retrogrades during the election. I mean, I have looked at that chart, but I won't talk about it now. But it's just interesting to me that there's so much, but not Mercury. Because sometimes we have a lot of difficulty. We've had it recently, a couple of times, I think, when Mercury was retrograde, not being able to get the absolute certainty that we had a correct election. Things have gone astray or whatever. So that, I think, for now, I think that'll do you with Saturn. And just this week, just know it's just sort of hanging there. It's not moving very much. So you're probably already in this feeling if you are ruled by that planet. But whatever houses, again, those are the ones that are going to be giving you a little bit of a test as the retrogrades come in. But on Monday, we start in the morning. We have a really positive, upbeat idea about how the week's going to go because the moon is in Aquarius. And it's in that third quarter lunar phase. We've had the full moon, right, after the solstice, right? So we've had that. And so we're now in this, not the fruition stage, but in the giving out of the harvest stage. Could be literally, or it could be things that you've learned or some other things you have to share. This is a time that we do that. So with the moon in Aquarius and Jupiter in Gemini, it's a very powerful time until 10:52 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday to be networking or sharing things in any way of communication. We have so many now. However, after that, you know, maybe you could feel it a little bit until about noon, but the next aspect that's coming in for the Aquarius moon is a square to Mars in Taurus, and that will come exact at 6:58 p.m., making that a very, like, watch out and be careful time. If you're on the roads, if you're commuting, or if you're, you know, having dinner or making dinner, be careful in the kitchen of things that can cut or, you know, heat up. And just be aware that people are really edgy. There's a conflict with the fixed signs between the Aquarian desire to be free and have, you know, equality and be unique, individual, and Mars, very conservative, wanting to hold on to or possess. All right. And this can be also differences of opinion, and that's putting it mildly, about how to spend money and things to buy, things that are a wise purchase. And the energy of challenge continues after 6:58 p.m. It's almost 24 hours later that the moon in Aquarius has the exact square to Uranus in Taurus, 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday. So again, this is something that as you're up in the morning and stuff, you may have small, experiences of something changing, or, you know, you misplacing something that, you know, you could need as a tool that day. But as you get closer to the moon square Uranus in Taurus at 6:30 p.m., you are also in a zone of surprising moves and not getting things the way you want them, and nobody being willing to budge. And this, again, Uranus during communing time or cooking and stuff, or going out somewhere, is just going to make it a little bit more edgy, let's say, and hopefully nothing more than that. Avoid, of course, moon. For moon in Aquarius, oh, the moon will be so happy to be free of these challenges for the rest of the evening and until the moon in Pisces arrives at 2:08 a.m. on Wednesday. Harmony of the lights comes in first thing in the morning. Moon in Pisces trine, sun in Cancer, exact at 11:26 a.m. So now we finally have that feeling that, you know, what my instincts are working really well with my conscious desire for creating and expressing. And that's also a very positive flow between people. So that's a good morning to make contact with people so that you can experience the ease and the agreement and the similarity of focus in the watery elements of feelings. Mercury in Cancer trines Saturn in Pisces until 2:10 p.m. So we feel, you know, that somehow we're in good shape. Maybe Mercury in Cancer is being very nourishing and comforting to with its conversation and ideas to Saturn. But the moon is going towards a square to Jupiter in Gemini until 2:27 p.m. And this is, you know, not as difficult because it's mutable signs, Pisces, but, you know, Jupiter wants to expound and expand in communicating and ideas, and that's not the moon in Pisces bag, you know. It's very dreamy and very psychic and doesn't really want to listen too much to anything. So this is not a time to overload yourself with things that must be listened to. If you're the person who has to try to convey the communications, that moon in Pisces won't remember what you said. So just, you know, try to remember that, and don't use that time as a time for logic and trying to get something understood. But now we get a very nice experience of moon in Pisces trine, Venus in Cancer until 10:33 p.m. So that can be extremely romantic and give you a lovely evening if you're going out for dinner. You'll have a congenial experience, and, you know, just again, the flow is positive, almost like the moon trine sun earlier in that day. Maybe they'll make plans or visit with family, or, you know, with Cancer, Venus involved. Moon in Pisces, sextile Mars and Taurus after this until just after midnight Eastern time, 12:26 a.m. So again, you're in sync with other people. People want to be active, but not in a, you know, very fiery way. It's okay to, you know, just really chill during the moon in Pisces, sextile Mars in Taurus. But Pisces moon is going to join Saturn, stationary, Saturn in Pisces at 10:57 a.m. is the exact aspect on Thursday. So now we've got some kind of a disappointment. Perhaps there's some weather issues going on. I know there's some places in the United States that don't want any rain, but there are others that are really needing some rain. So this energy could be either a frustration of wanting it and not seeing it, or, you know, so hold off, don't come here. It's like, really? I mean, you know, things don't seem to be doing things, like rain or anything. Heat, you know, we seem to be having the extremes rather than, you know, again, those things that we were used to and thought we could always count on. Moon in Pisces moves on from there to trine Mercury in Cancer to 11 p.m. So now is your time to talk with people. You need to be nurtured or feel better or commiserate for any reason. This is your time to do that. Sympathetic ear, yes. And then after this, Moon in Pisces, sextile Uranus in Taurus until 9:23 p.m. So this is when you may be very psychic and intuitive, both at the same time. You could do something creative. You could just enjoy whatever, you know, entertainments are around, or having dinner, perhaps maybe a new place or something, or a new type of dish that you haven't made before. It will work out well. But after this, the moon will go to join Neptune. And the exact conjunction will be at 4:45 a.m. Eastern on Friday morning. And so this is when you may, again, it's Pisces. It's got the most positive, spiritual, creative, psychic energies, and the most negative, escapist, you know, deluded fantasy that, you know, you're one or the other, or hopefully you can find yourself something that is more healthy for you to be during that conjunction. But there can be some issues, again, with water, Neptune in Pisces. So be aware. Shortly after this, on Friday, the moon enters Aries, 4:52 a.m., makes a sextile to retrograde Pluto in Aquarius at 7:18 a.m. So you may wake up with the idea like, okay, you know, I want to go back over some of that stuff that I was looking at before, and, you know, I've got to get myself going, and, you know, that kind of energy. But the moon in Aries will make a square during the day to the sun in Cancer, and this comes in at 5:53 p.m. on Friday evening Eastern. So this is where you're not going to be seeing eye to eye with authority figures. You try to push it, moon in Aries. Sun in Cancer is going to, like, you know, get the shell will get even harder. And maybe a claw will come out and grab your hand or something. It's, you know, just not an easy time. It's a challenging time. And, you know, one wants to be really secure. One wants to do things really fast and doesn't want to wait. Doesn't work. And then after this, though, we have a whole 10 minutes of moon sextile Jupiter. So if you can get past that 5:53 p.m., maybe you can laugh about it, because, you know, that would be something moon in Aries, sextile Jupiter in Gemini might be doing, is having a good laugh. 6:03 p.m., it's over. And then the moon will go on to square Venus in Cancer. And so it's not an easy ride for the moon in Aries now that we have those planets in other cardinal sign here, Cancer. So it won't be felt, because it takes till 6:16 a.m. on Saturday for you to really get that square in. But as you get closer to it, so overnight, there'll be more of a tendency for, again, people having very different values, and one wanting to go fast and the other one wanting to be cautious and cozy and, you know, things like that. But over that time period, we have had Venus in Cancer sextile Mars in Taurus. That comes in at 12:49 a.m. So during that evening, after the Moon Jupiter sextile with the Venus energy flowing beautifully with the Mars energy, you can have a nice experience, a nice meal, nice time. You know, even if you, you know, do having a social gathering, it would be pretty nice. Just know that there's a challenge afterwards, and, you know, maybe you'll know what it is. You'll see it in the making, and you'll avoid it. That would be nice. And so the next thing that's going to happen for the Moon is the square to Mercury in Cancer. That won't come in until 12:56 a.m. on Sunday. However, you will have, well, that's coming in, the Saturn retrograde at 3:07 p.m., and we talked about it. So you might actually feel that coming in a little shift in gear as that takes place. We do have Mercury in Cancer sextile Uranus and Taurus until 10:20 p.m. So as we're moving through, we may have some, you know, kind of exciting and interesting ideas. And again, you may be doing something different, maybe having a different kind of meal, or, you know, having a different kind of experience in nature that you will enjoy, hopefully. But again, Moon is heading towards that square to Mercury. And Sunday morning at, you know, 12:56 a.m. for us in the Eastern Coast, you'll feel that on the West Coast, because it'll only be 9:56 p.m., right? So you have to adjust for these things, right? Moon enters Taurus at 8 a.m. on Sunday the 30th. Squares retrograde Pluto in Aquarius until 10:23 a.m. So now it's like, again, what did we say we were going to do? No, I don't want to do it. I don't feel like it. Well, but we, you know, remember when we talked about that? I mean, we were going to clear this. We were going to get rid of that. We were going to, no, I just want to, I'm happy with my bagels. that kind of a morning. However, then you're going to get the Moon in Taurus sextile the Sun in Cancer. It's not quite as big of a flow of yes as the Harmony of the Lights was, but the sextile is helpful opportunity, and that is going to carry you through the rest of Sunday and to the exact aspect coming in at 12:57 a.m. on Monday, July 1st. So you really do have an opportunity on Sunday to have also a very nice, if you're planning some sort of a family gathering or something like that, once you get past 11 a.m., it's all very lovely. And it's a time that you can talk about things that you need to talk about for the family or for your finances or, you know, anything like that. But it's pleasant, very pleasant. And so it's a nice, interesting beginning, you know, of the week with the Moon trine Jupiter, and then the end of the week with the Moon sextile the Sun in Cancer. So that's it for this week, but when we get into that first week in July, boy, we're going to want to know something about Independence Day in the United States anyway. So we will be talking about that. But it's on Tuesday that we have two things happen, which are, you know, really very close together. And one is Neptune's retrograde. That's when it retrogrades, Tuesday, the 2nd of July, 6:40 a.m. So now we're going to be talking about that. And that's the Pisces Pisces rising. Those are the ones that start feeling the backward motion. And they've been slowing down, but, you know. But poor little Mercury, is there it is. It was really looking forward to this trine to Neptune. And Neptune will be retrograde by the time it gets there. But we will also have Mercury shifting from Cancer to Leo. And those will be the things for the beginning of the week. And then we're going to have the day after the 4th of July, Friday the 5th, we're going to get the new moon at 14 degrees of Cancer. So we'll see. I have to take a look at that and see if that is going to need to have its own podcast. Then it will. But you've got the information that I think you need to know. And I hope you do well with it, and I'll say goodbye for now.